Thank you. Now it's my pleasure to introduce Amy, who is going to speak for 20 minutes. And this is Amy from Arizona, and we welcome you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. My name is Amy. Thank you all for your service and for asking me to speak today. It is, as one of my sponsors says, it's an honor and a privilege to share my experience, strength, and hope around a way of working my steps and my program, which has so radically changed my recovery. My primary addictions are sex addiction, sex and love addiction, compulsive debting, spending and under-earning, and skin picking. My beginnings, or how I found the Big Book Awakening, are actually quite interesting, so I thought that I would start there. I discovered the four-step worksheets in 2007, and through the Big Book Awakening process, when we come to our step four, we use these worksheets that offer an expanded third column approach. And at the time in the S Fellowship, I had a sponsor who said, I'm not really specific on how to work that step four, so why don't you go out and find some different approaches which might work for you? So I did. And I contacted a member in my fellowship at the time, and she said, well, I have these sheets that have helped me. So I said, okay, I will check them out. And I did. And I filled them out to the best of my ability, and I had some relief, but now I realize why, without learning the whole process, it didn't really work in its entirety. I downloaded those sheets again in 2015, and I'm not quite sure why, but I can see that in my computer with that time date. And then in December of 2019, just this past December, I received, quote unquote, a random phone call from a person in another program. And in that program, the money program, I worked a structured and disciplined approach where I call my sponsor every day, I commit my numbers, I do my reading and writing and my step work, and when my sponsor is not available, I call someone else who is eligible to receive that, and that's what this person is doing for me. And they said, I'm reading and writing on these questions, Idiot's Guide for Money Issues. And I said, really? That sounds interesting. Where is that from? And they said, it's from this group, this Big Book Awakening group. And I said, I think I know that group. And so I went to the website and took a look. I found a recorded workshop for Al-Anons, which went into this controller, fixer, chaos creator, codependency, and they talked about this addiction to adrenaline. And they had been speaking to outside issues or outside help I had and sponsors about my suspicions about that for months, and I could not find an answer. But, you know, I want to point out something that was really key for me. I really had to become abstinent in my other programs, the debting, the sex addiction, the skin picking, before I could even see or address this underlying controller, fixer, chaos creator. And that's my experience and also some of the experience of the persons I'm working with. So I wanted to bring that up. You know, I was really set in my program at the time. So I really wasn't sure that I wanted to do this. And like a good Al-Anon, like someone who really likes to deflect things, I sent it to another person and said, you know, there's this workshop coming up because I saw on the schedule it just happened to be starting in a week. There's another coincidence, not so much. And I said, why don't you check this out? And as soon as I sent that email, I chuckled to myself because I had that intuitive thought. I'm going to talk about this a little bit when I get to the topic of step 11, but I had that at that moment saying, Amy, I think you need to sign up for that workshop. And so I did. I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to do all the work, and I had a lot of hesitation. I kept coming back and I kept listening, but I started reaching out to the people that were leading the workshop, people that were helping with the workshop. You know, what should I do? I made calls to other Big Book Awakening people. What has been your experience? How has this changed your life? And I did a lot of that work. And I said to one person specifically, in fact, I think I actually asked her the question, can I keep coming back? Can I listen to this if I'm not doing it? And she said yes. And I am so grateful to that person because I feel like she gave me permission to be where I was, and I needed that permission. However, when the workshop got to step four, I said, you know something? I'm going to try this out. I'm going to give it what they call the acid test to see if this thing is gold, because I had some resentments that were stuck in my side like a thorny bush and would not move for years. And so I ran them through the process in the context of that workshop and with the help of the people there, and they moved. Within a week or a day even, they just dissolved or evaporated like air, and I was sold. Now, and I started to do the work. Now, that is not recommended because I have a lot of catch-up to do. I had a lot of transcription, a lot of questions to write. But nonetheless, that was my process, and that is what I did. I want to pause for a moment to speak about my compulsive disease, the skin picking. So sex addiction, sex and love addiction, and skin picking were for me there from the early years, but what really resonated with me when I started looking at the big book in this way was the incredible parallels for me between drinking and picking. So in Big Book Awakening, we start with a physical allergy, and we ask ourselves our three questions. Did you think, feel, and drink like Bill? Or in my case, did I think, feel, and pick like Bill? And the answer was yes. The similarities were endless. There's a jaywalker story on page 38, and I rewrote that for this disease. I was released from the doctor's office from an infection, from picking at the skin right around my eye, that delicate skin, and within a day or an hour even, I was back in the mirror. I had that sense of ease and comfort from picking, and I had to really look at that for a minute. I was like, I don't know if this applies, but sure enough, because whenever I picked at my skin, I removed or got rid of or whatever that I thought was not there, I had arrived. I could fit in with the popular people. I was part of the group at last. You know, they talk about drug addicts with dirty syringes or food addicts digging things out of the trash, and I did both in that disease. I did not have any sterilization equipment in my home, and I used things that were not supposed to be used for that kind of, to treat with your skin. I lost hours and hours of obsession over wounds and healing and checking and driving in the car while looking in the mirror at my face. That is the same thing as a DUI for me. It is through God's grace, there but for the grace of God go I, that I did not hit or kill anyone in that process. I lost relationships. I was late for work or sloppy at work. I was hungover from skin picking the night before up until 2, 3, 4 a.m. I had an uncanny ability to do it precisely at the moment right before big events. And then I was not present for them at all, or I would miss them completely. The chapter to wives, the chapter to the employers, the whole thing. And this is when the light bulb went on for me. It was just uncanny, the resemblance between that presentation of drinking and mine of picking. And it was this process that Big Book Awakening uses of turning these statements into questions that made the pages come alive for me. And just like it says, I woke up. It gave me an experience, not knowledge, because I had that before. Looking at this text, I had knowledge, but this was an experience, and it was different. So right about this time that I was in the workshop, there was a lot of people coming into this program, the skin picking program, perhaps due to people being asked to stay at home and that sort of thing. There was myself and another woman who was sponsoring at the time, and I knew that what we were doing was not sustainable. I could not sponsor all these people that needed this support. And here again is this step 11. I started taking walks with God. So Big Book Awakening encourages this approach for a relationship with a higher power in a way that I've never known. I heard a previous speaker on this meeting talk about the three types of sponsorships: the sponsor that takes you to yourself, like a therapist kind of way, the sponsor that takes it to them, don't do anything before you call me, and a sponsor that takes it to God. What does God say? Have you prayed about it? Have you meditated about it? And that was the new experience I was having, and I decided to test it out. So this went on for weeks. This was not an overnight matter. I made calls. I took these evening walks, and I talked to God over and over and over again. And this idea of a workshop came through, and I presented it to this other woman, bless her heart. She said, yeah, let's do it. And we really had no idea what we were getting ourselves into and zero former experience with the workshop. So it was a huge leap of faith. But I had the experience that I was going through. Here's the thing. This is so amazing. The very same resentments that I had that would not move for years were around that fellowship. Those are the ones that cleared. Like, see, God had a plan all along. I could not have done the workshop. I could not have done any of it. Would I have not had the honesty that I needed help, the open-mindedness to try something new, or the willingness to try it? And on page 549 of Alcoholics Anonymous book, it says, they said, if you want to know how this program works, take the first word of your question. The H is for honesty, the O is for open-mindedness, and the W is for willingness. These are Big Book calls, the essentials of recovery. And so I was really honest. This was another thing that changed it for me. When I called the people that were doing this work and I asked them about the workshop, I was honest. I said, I'm going to take this. I'm thinking of working this with a program regarding skin picking. It is different, but we are all addicts, and I could see the similarities, and they all opened me graciously. They opened their hearts. They gave me their time, and they shared their experience, strength, and hope, and that was amazing for me. So where I am a little bit right now, and my topic of step 11, so we have just completed a workshop in that program where I was witness to women and men changing before my eyes. And this was not even the Big Book Awakening work yet. This was on some of the tools for laying the foundation that will help them through the work if they so choose to do it. I can't even imagine the transformation that will happen when they decide to continue. I'm currently working one-on-one with a couple of people in this Big Book Awakening process with regards around skin picking, and the obsession to pick is lifting, and it's a miracle. You know, it's interesting, when I thought about a topic for today, I wasn't sure if I was going to do step 10 or 11, and here it is again. Because I've been spending so much time in step 10 lately, I thought to myself, oh, no, that's the better one to share on it because I know it, right? I'm comfortable in it. I can do that. But I kept being led to step 11, and I said, all right, God, I'll do it, you know? And I feel like so much of that is practicing that pause. And a lot of what I was missing before, it's that contact with God and that receiving direction. In step 11, the word ask is in there 8 times. I counted that last night just to check because I kept seeing it over and over and over again. Ask, asking, ask, ask. That's what I'm doing. I'm asking God for prayer and meditation. And also part of this process in the workbook, we look at the original manuscript, which I love. And in step 11, they cross out a couple of words to make it a little more succinct. And again, this was part of my experience that brought this text to life. So we say, thought through prayer and meditation to improve our contact with God, praying only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. Now, that's not to change the step. That is just the initial work around it to make it more digestible to me, and that's exactly what it did. The other thing I noticed in step 11, it says, 24 hours ahead, we review our day. We be shown throughout all the day as we go throughout the day. So I kept seeing this pattern here over and over and over again. It does not say week. It does not say month. It does not say year. It says day. This connection has to go with me every single day. And I practiced that, and I had to redefine some of those words and practice being one of them. It's funny because there is a paragraph that I could not stand for the longest time, even when I started to do this process around this step, and it says this, it's on page 87. What used to be the hunch or the occasional inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind. Being still inexperienced and having just made conscious contact with God, it is not probable that we are going to be inspired at all times. We might pay for this presumption in all sorts of absurd actions and ideas, and right there I stopped. Because I'm not interested in paying for anything, because for me, that means punishment and fear. However, it continues on. Nevertheless, we find that our thinking will, as time passes, be more and more on the plane of inspiration. We come to rely on it. What? I'm relying now on my thinking? And then a few paragraphs before, it says on page 86 that our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when my thinking is cleared of wrong motives. Holy smokes, what? Because, you know, and I realize these steps are so synergistic. Without 4 through 9, my channel is muted and muddled, and without 10, it glums up again. So this process happens every single day, and I am reliant now on divine influence, not sponsors. This is also part of the workbook and the transcription we write. I rely on divine influence, not sponsors, not meanings, not even steps. What? You know, I'm reliant now on my thinking because it is aligned with God, but I have to practice that every single day. You know, there's another thing that says, part of what we write in this book on page 88 at the end, we write, the miracle of step 11 happens when I get up off my knees and I carry this message out into the world. And I've got to tell you, that terrified me. I was really scared to share this Big Book Awakening work. I was terrified to do a workshop for fear that I was going to get it wrong. But now I can't imagine doing anything else. And it's amazing. And so much of that process is that prayer and meditation. God, what would you have me do? Okay, oh, really? Okay, you're going to have to give me the power to carry that out because I cannot do that on my own. And I've learned about this power all the way through the steps up until this point. You know, I think that what I also want to say is that step 11 for me is really amazing in the sense that it gives me hope, where it talks about that if I ask for the right thought or action, if I remind myself that I am no longer running the show, and I can see, too, why I'm doing this now, because I have already asked. I've already said, yep, God, okay, I give it to you in step 3, and I've already committed to God being the director, and I'm the actor. God is the principal. I'm the agent. God is the parent or the father. I'm the child. So when I do that, thy will be done. But I am in much less danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, or foolish decisions. I'm on page 88. Wow, all of those were part of my daily life and my disease. I become much more efficient, or we become much more efficient. Really? Imagine that. We do not tire so easily, for we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves. Here's the deal. It says it works. It really does. And that's what I need to know and I need to remember. And then I think finally I'll say this because I think it was really a big, also a big part of my awareness and awakening when I came to work this process. I was encouraged from the very beginning to work step 11. And I was of the mindset of this linear thinking that I started at one end and ended at another. And I could not go in between. But someone said to me, no, no, no. They all work backwards and forwards and through each other, these steps, synergistically, like I said before. And they said, it doesn't matter if you believe what you're talking to, what it looks like, what it feels like, what it acts like. Just start doing it. Just start practicing. From the moment you walk in the door, prayer, it can be 10 seconds while you're washing your hands. Meditation, it can be 5 seconds when you're sitting in your car while you're fastening your seatbelt. Like, it doesn't have to be, as I say, majestic to matter. And that was really a relief to me. And I really try to impart that to other people when they come in to start where you're at. Do what you can. And as it says, and I'm going to go to it because it's on a little bit later on page 164, and I don't have it open for me at this moment. But it does say that a life of, yes, you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And, you know, you are, it says, the part of the right, it says, you are the one to carry the message. And it's just such a message of hope. And I just feel so blessed and grateful that I'm able to share that with you all today and for you guys asking me to speak. I still feel such so humble at this whole process and that I'm learning more and more every day. And with that, I will gratefully pass.
Thank you very much, Amy.